Good morning and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. What grows best in all yards during the cold weather? And I'll tell you, we have our share. It's the weeds. I have one I really hate, but don't worry. Our good friend and gardening expert Lance Walheims joins us with some weed control suggestions for lawns and shrub plantings. And here's my question. Do they have groundhogs where he lives? We're waiting for your phone calls at 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered or just make a comment. Kelly's at the control. Teresa Watkins, Joni, and I are hosting a program from our home. So please join Kelly, Teresa, Lance, Joni, and me to make sure you get the gardening information you need. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Visit us on the web at betterlawns.com and on our Facebook page at BLG Radio. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Good morning and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. The grass is now growing in our yard. We had frost this week, however, but guess what? Some weeds are doing fine, too. I have one that I hate, not because it's competing with the grass, but for what it does to me. I'm going to keep you guessing for just a little bit as to what it is, but I bet you have weeds you dislike, too. And it could depend on the time of the year. Right now I have this one, and I want to get it under control besides having Joni do the mowing. She's mowing just to control the weeds at this time. The grass is growing, but not that much. Well, help is on the way with our good friend Lance Wallheim, our weed control expert and great gardening expert. Thanks for stopping by for this hour, the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. We're awaiting your phone calls at 407-916-5400. You'll probably want to wait till about 20 after, okay? Or you can text us at 23680. I got lots of text messages. We'll try to get to all of them the best we can. It's a good time, of course, to have that gardening question answered or just make a comment. Webpage is up for February. Pruning information, winter damage, indoor foliage, and Joni's Year of the Sunflower. And there's also Tom's Got a Do's Moonsign Planting Dates. Take a look. It's a great web page. Our webmaster does a great job, and it's at betterlawns.com. We've been getting lots of questions there, too, and you can contact us directly that way. If you want to send a picture, just write me and say, I've got a picture I want to send you. I will write back to you, and then you can send it to my normal email address, okay? Kelly's at the controls in the studio. He'll be answering your phone calls. He's the first line of contact, so be nice to him. Teresa, Joni, and I are hosting this program from our homes, and you can call in, like I said, wait till about 20 after, 407-916-5400, or do toll-free, 1-888-45-LAWNS. That's 1-888-45-LAWNS, and the text line is 23680. Hey, the groundhog saw a shadow at Gobbler's Knob in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. And Florida Phyllis, our groundhog, it pops up in our front yard, saw her shadow too, I'm afraid. So I guess we're going to have 6 more weeks of winter. And as Teresa said during hour number one, we could get a cold front coming through. The average last frost date for frost in central Florida is February 15th. In North Florida, it's February 28th. Over on the coast in Jacksonville, it's February the 18th. You know, one thing, it's amazing how weeds do so well during the cool to cold weather. And if they can become real pests. And I have one I hate the most, and it is heartleaf dry Mary. Teresa, do you have that one?
Yes, and it gets on my boots and my jeans, and I do not like it at all. And I try to get out of the car and just right there at the porch, just take them all off before I go walking in the yard or inside the house.
Yeah, it gets all over my shoes, my pant legs, and what have you. So that's the one I hate the most. But we're going to get some help right now on these weeds. Please join me in welcoming Lance Wallheim, good friend and author, farmer, well-known horticultural expert, and an excellent, tasty citrus grower. Lance, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I am fine. Teresa and Joni are here, too.
Good morning.
Good morning, ladies.
Yeah, and anyway, I guess we want to know, how's the weather? I know how your crop is. They're tasty. They're very good.
Yeah, there is. Well, the weather, we did get, quite a bit of rain last year. We didn't get as much as a lot of other places got. You know, a lot of press was talking about the atmospheric river, and it stalled about 50 miles north of us for about 24 to 48 hours, and then it moved quickly through here. We got a little over an inch, so it helped. We got a lot of snow in the mountains, which was good, but it's going to be in the 70s this week. We're going to have a little bit of warm spell, and you were talking about some of the weather conditions that can affect the quality of the fruit. Certainly cold weather, you know, provides chill for deciduous fruit trees, but what we're starting to notice, if you remember last summer, we talked about all the smoke that we were getting, and
we
had 2 to 3 months where the sky just never was blue because of all the fires we had. We had major fires around here, and we're starting to see that some of the varieties of citrus are ripening 2 to 3 weeks later. And that's but really the only thing I can, blame it on. But other than that, we've had a real mild winter. I've got a sunflower blooming in my backyard, which is
really
absolutely unheard of. We had some seedlings come up, and it just started to bloom yesterday with the warm weather. So, I mean, it's been weird.
Yeah. Now, Lance, we had the one caller, or we had the question, I guess, about the cold affecting the taste of the citrus. It doesn't cause them to get sweeter, does it?
No, it really doesn't. It, like you said, it affects the exterior color. Like you know, most citrus is native to some more tropical areas, and they'll have a little bit less acid. It'll affect the flavor maybe, but I mean, affect the taste a little bit, but not much. No, it really isn't. And you know, the one thing when it comes to cold weather like you guys have had there, you know, I'd be worried if it was getting down to 24, 25 for more than a couple hours. But a lot of times you won't see the damage to the fruit for 2 to 3 weeks later. But you will notice a slow change in the flavor of the fruit. And then as you get into a week or two later, you'll start to see drying inside the vesicles. So those are the things to look for. But it doesn't sound like it was really persistent. You know, 3 or 4 hours is what you really need to get some bad damage on the fruit.
Yeah. Jim and Bob are about 100 miles north of Orlando, so they get colder, and they actually get colder than Tallahassee, which is even further north than they are, so it's kind of interesting. Hey, I got a quick question for you. Do you have groundhogs or animals that predict the weather out there?
We don't have groundhogs. We have marmots at high elevations in the mountains, but they don't predict the weather really. But we do have is Mojave Maxine, which is a desert tortoise that comes out of the ground in hibernation in Palm Desert. And this year she came out on January 25th, and she predicts that spring is on its way. Of course, that's the desert, so it's a little bit earlier than here. But yeah, we follow Mojave Maxine.
Mojave, that's too funny. So it's been a cold winter here in Florida, Lance. Somehow the weeds are surviving, like, you know, Tom is looking at. How can this happen?
Well, just like the vegetables we have in the garden and the annual flowers, there are cool season weeds and warm season weeds, and a lot of those cool season weeds will germinate in the fall when you get some rain and stuff, and then they become problems all winter long. And of course, the grasses are going a little bit dormant, so there's not as much competition there. So it makes sense that you got a lot of weeds right now, especially if you had a lot of rain.
Yeah, so what are some that we're seeing?
Well, basically, the one that you love so much, the heartleaf dry Mary, which kind of looks like chickweed, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Yeah, and I've even heard it called, of course, dollar weed, and oxalis is another one that's going to be a problem. And it's a little tricky controlling some of those weeds right now. It's a little early to use a combination product like the BioAdvance 3-in-1 Weed and Feed for Southern Lawns because it's got the fertilizer in it. If you want to wait to the end of the month, you can use something like that. You can do spot treating, but again, it's tricky, and it's why it's so important to read the label on these products, because if you use a spot treatment, if you use most of them, will kill not only the weed, but they might kill the grass if you're using something with glyphosate or something in it. So you might have to do some patching. There are some products, weed killers in the Natria line that are interesting, the grass and weed killer, weed control, which will kill the grass too. So you got to be careful. And then the other things, we do have products that are specifically designed for southern lawns, so they won't kill the grass, but they'll kill the weeds. The problem with that is that a lot of them can't be used on the most common type of St. Augustine grass, the Floritam. So you got to really read your labels carefully when it comes to using herbicides, because there's a lot of tricky stuff to it.
So Lance, most of the grassy weeds, like you were saying, have been killed, like crabgrass and tropical signal grass. What if we spot treat these, and you say patching it with sod? Can we do that anytime right now?
Yeah, you sure can. It's a little bit early to do any seeding, but you can go in and pull out the dead area and turn it over a little bit with your trowel or whatever you use, and maybe add a little organic matter and put some plugs in or some cut up some sod and then sprinkle a little dirt around it so that all the roots are covered up, and then just make sure it doesn't dry out.
Excellent. Well, so what can we do for broadleaf weeds?
Well, broadleaf weeds, we can use pre-emergence in the fall as one good thing to do to prevent them. But also, at the end of the month, if you want to go with a product like the 3-in-1 Weed and Feed for Southern Lawns from BioAdvance, you can use that. But it's too early right now for the fertilizer. So lawn products like Southern Lawn Weed Control is another one you can use. Or you can just kill the weed and then plug, if you kill the grass too, plug it in.
Hey, I've got one good way to start getting rid of some of your weeds, like chickweed and dollar weed. You can start eating them. They're edible.
There you
How
go.
Would you cook them, Tom?
Chickweed, you can eat it raw and put it in the salad. And dollar weed, I was over at my friend's house, Bob Hudley, and yeah, we were picking them off the front yard and eating them. They're not very tasty to me, but he loves them.
And then you take an oatmeal bath.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. But I actually had a person call me up and wanted to know if they can come over and get some of my chickweed out of my yard so that they could grow it themselves. So they came over and I gave it to them. Yeah, it's interesting.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so if you start eating them, I guarantee you they'll disappear. They'll never grow back.
Yeah, they're scared.
Yeah, that's right. So let's change a little bit. Suppose we want to spot kill weeds and flower beds and shrub plantings. What's available for that?
Well, again, you've got to be absolutely careful what you're using because you don't want to, you know, get any of the spray with some of these things on the desirable plants. One of the best things, of course, is to get out your hoe and make sure that you mulch it really well. There are a number of different products that contain some active ingredients, but you've got to be careful. You know, we use some cardboard or something to protect the plants, or use a can or a box, put that over the weeds, and then you can use a product like the grass and weed control with root kill or any of the other products that will kill the entire weed. What do you suggest, Tom, for in the beds?
You know, if it's really close to the plant, I'm going to pull it out or hoe it out. Teresa, what
there
do you do?
Go.
Yeah, I'm kind of worried about that, too. I just, because, you know, even if you put it down, it's going to maybe affect the root systems of some of the plants. So I would definitely pull it out, hand weed.
Yeah, that's why you really got to read the labels, too, because you're right. A lot of these herbicides do have soil activity. So you got to read the label, make sure you're not going to do any damage.
So, Lance, if they have, you're talking earlier about the combination products. What should people know about these? How do they know when to use them?
Well, the best information is on the label, and you need to do a little bit of homework about the prime time to. They're very convenient products to use, but you got to do a little homework and read the label. Find out if the fertilizer application is exactly the same time that you need to apply to control the weeds. So, as we've talked about in the past, for instance, the 3-in-1 from BioAdvance, it's too early to put the fertilizer on. You don't want to force those grasses into growing before they have their root system or while it's too cold. So you wait to the end of the month or early March, and then you apply it. So if you have any questions, I think the Cooperative Extension Agency is a great place to go. But most of the information should be on the label of the product.
Good. Lance, thank you so much. We always appreciate you coming by and giving us all this great information. And we're glad to know that the weather isn't too bad for you out there.
Great. Thanks, Tom. You guys,
okay.
Enjoy the game.
Thank you, Lance.
Okay. Take care. That's Lance Wallheim, of course, a good friend, gardener, and expert gardener, and a horticulturist. So we're going to take a break right now. And when we come back, it's going to be your turn. And you can go ahead and give us a call. Number here is 407-916-5400, or use our toll-free number, 1-888-45-LAWNS. And we've got our text messages, 23680. I've got a lot of them, and we'll get to as many as we can, I promise you. So coming up, we've got your calls and also your text messages. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Looking to make your spring fresh and new? Quality Green Specialists in DeLand has whatever you're looking for. Fancy shrubs and large trees like magnolias and hollies, beautiful flowers like supertunias and azaleas, plus avocados, olives, peaches, blueberries, and citrus, along with vegetables and herbs too. Pick up quality natural fertilizers and organics like Azomite. Experience the Quality Green Specialist difference. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 1639 North Spring Garden Avenue, DeLand, or visit QualityGreenSpecialist.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Paid for by US Med.
If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Thank you for being here today with us at Better Lawns and Gardens. We have Teresa and Joni, and I'm here, and of course Kelly's at the controls and taking your phone calls. If you want to call in, now's the time. 1-888-45-LAWNS. That's 1-888-455-2967, or you can call a local number 407-916-5400, or you can text me at 23680. Teresa, I've got one or two text messages I want to get in, and we'll go to the phone calls here.
Okay.
It says they have hibiscus plants that are 8 feet tall, and they want to know when they can go ahead and prune them and how much. So what would you say?
I would say wait a couple of weeks, wait till mid-February, possibly the end of February, just in case that new growth coming out doesn't get zapped by any cold weather that we do get. So I always cut, again, hibiscus in April and in August, and it keeps it down to a size that's controllable.
Yeah, thin them out a little bit, get rid of some of the older wood, prune them back probably several feet below what you'd like them to be, and you should be fine. Here's another one. Let's see if we can do this one real quick. It says, what are the key indicators as when to fertilize shrubs and bushes as far as temperature and sunlight? You know, in most areas, we're going to be able to start fertilizing at the end of February or certainly by mid-March, and you can. The trick is to start fertilizing right before you start to get growth. And so I would go, you know, Central Florida end of February, North Florida somewhere around mid-March. Teresa?
Yep, I would agree. You know, March is always the beginning of March is always a great time, and it's it gets them off to a good start.
Yeah, and one from Tallahassee here says when to fertilize St. Augustine. and somewhere around mid to late March should be fine. With St. Augustine or any of the grasses, when they start to grow, and in the Tallahassee area, St. Augustine's going to be probably about mid-March, towards the end of March. Zoysias and centipede, probably not till around mid-April. Bahia, probably towards the end of March also. Phone call, Teresa?
Yeah, we do. We have Lee in Orlando. Good morning, Lee. Thank you for calling back.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How can we help?
Yes, my cares, leaves are turning to yellow. What didn't I do right?
Your what?
Kale. You know, K-A-L-E?
Kale.
Oh, kale. Oh, there you go. Sorry,
the
I'm sorry.
The leaves are turning yellow.
Okay, all of them are just the lower ones.
Excuse me?
Is all the leaves turning yellow or just the older ones, the lower leaves?
Well, it's from coming from the low.
From the lower ones? Well, it may be they're just getting older, and you can just pull those off. Make sure you're fertilizing. Kale's, you know, it's a green, and so it likes the fertilizer. You can use one of the liquids every couple of weeks or use one of the granules, as it tells you on the label, especially if it's a slow-release product. Make sure that they're getting adequate moisture, but you don't want to overwater them also.
Yeah, I think I need to fertilize them.
Yeah, it sounds like that might be what you need.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you.
All right. We have Keith and Grant. Good morning, Keith. How can we help you?
Hello, Keith.
Hi. Yeah. Hi. I have a question about photocarpuses, but I also have a comment about weeds. You were talking about weeds that you hate. We had an old horse. He was like in his 30s, and he would prowl a fence line we had that was covered in old brush and stuff looking for this one hitchhiker weed. I think it's called Hekelia. It was had a little flat, fuzzy, like, seed head on it, and they would stick to your clothing and stick, you know, on your shoes or anything. And he would search that weed out like crazy to get every bit of it he could, and he'd get all these little hitchhikers all stuck around his face. And he'd try and lick them off because he liked them.
But really?
It was really cute because he was old, and all he did is, like, he, you know, he basically stood around and waited for snacks, and he would just search those out. He loved them so much.
How about that?
Great story.
But my question is about podocarpus. Last year we planted some really large podocarpus, some like 40 or 60-gallon podocarpus, to make a wall out in front of our house. And they're doing fantastic. Most of them are planted about 36 inches apart on center or a little less. There were a few, like three of them, that got a little bit too far apart, and there's a gap in between them. And I don't feel like waiting for a long time for those to fill in. Can I get some, like, small, like, 10-gallon podocarpus that just happen to be tall and skinny and shove them in between there? Would that be okay?
From a landscaper's viewpoint, Teresa, what do you say?
Yeah, it's done, and you can do it, but it's not really good. I mean, you know, the competition and the stress from, you know, water and, you know, fertilizing, I wouldn't do it, but I see it done all the time, and they survive.
It's only like three or four spots that I need to do.
Okay.
Have our permission.
But
have permission.
It gets done, and you can't, and it will work. You just got to make sure you water extra and fertilize more.
There you go. I would definitely do that.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Keith. So, Tom, I have a question here. Someone texted us at Better Lawns and says, Teresa, my yard is turning from grass into weeds. This is David. And he's saying, can I overseed the area with Bahia seed? And what should be the best time to do this?
Okay. You know, we've gotten in a habit of just tossing out seed during the wintertime, which is ryegrass, and it comes up so easy. But Bahia grass doesn't do that. You've got to prep the area. So, you can plant Bahia seed, no problem, but you need to get the surface loosened, and then you plant the Bahia seed. I would probably do it, you know, about mid-March, early March, and then rake it in, keep it moist. Getting seed up and growing is not easy. We got in an old habit of thinking it's easy just because of the ryegrass and how easy it comes up. So with Bahia seed, any of the others, it takes prep and it takes some constant care to get it up and growing.
And definitely warm temperatures. Bahia needs to have it warm for those seeds to germinate. And it takes about 6 to 8 weeks for it to germinate, too. So you've got some of the extra little grasses that they, the seeds that they put in there that come up immediately, but they're going to die off as soon as the warm temperatures get, you know, going. So Bahia needs the warm temperatures.
Yep.
There you go. Thank you so much, David. Tom, we have text messages.
We've got plenty of them. I'll take this one. You take the next one. Here it says,
okay.
What is the best time to feed my pear trees? Any thought on best fertilizer? We feed fertilized pear trees very lightly. If you're going to do it once in about early March, if you're in central Florida, probably a little later, late March, if you're in North Florida, use any of the general garden fertilizers will be fine. You could even use a citrus fertilizer if you want to. They're not that particular. But once a year lightly, if you over-fertilize pear trees, you may get more problems with fire blight. Teresa, I've got one here. They want to know about planting the lime green, lime light hydrangeas in the Longwood area of Florida.
Yeah, I love limelight hydrangeas. Hydrangeas are a little persnickety here in Florida. We do have the native oak leaf hydrangea, which does wonderful. But limelights are a little tricky, and the other ones are as well. So I do have clients that grow them nicely. So I would just make sure they get plenty of water, good sunlight, and fertilize on a regular basis.
Yep, and they also want to know if deer like them. I have no idea what they do or
I
not.
I don't remember, but I'll put it on the Facebook page. So let me check that out. I think they're fine as far as deer goes. I don't think that deer eat them, but I may be wrong about that.
Okay,
let me ask some deer.
Yeah, here's one from Tallahassee. Planted citrus trees last year, covered them this winter with the cold snaps, but a couple have lost all their leaves and have dead tips. Are they likely to come back? Chances are they'll come back. You may lose some of the ends. What you do in a couple more weeks, just scrape the stems, and if the stems are still green, there are good chances that they're probably going to come back for you. So I think it's okay. Here's one for you, Teresa. It says, should the base of trees be covered with mulch or pine straw?
No. Big definite no. You want to make sure you can see the flare at the bottom of a shrub or tree. If you look at trees and they're going straight down into the mulch bed or into the ground, they're planted too deep or they have too much mulch, you want to pull that away because, you know, the surface roots get in there and it just is not good. It kind of keeps them from getting good oxygen and good watering.
Yeah, people see this volcanic mulching and it's not good for them. You got to stand a chance of getting rot at the base of them also.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Tell you what, it's break time. We're going to take a break. And feel free to give us a call. Number here, of course, is 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can use our regular number, 407-916-5400. Won't make a difference. You're going to go to Kelly, and he'll be happy to accommodate you, and you can carry on a nice conversation. But he'll get you lined up with us, or you can text me at 23680. We're going to try to get through all of these here before the end of the program. How's that sound? So we'll be back. Don't go away. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Many centuries ago, God revealed how true faith is lived out. His word says, "What does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God?" Micah 6:8. Think about it. Doing justice, being concerned for those who are left out, looked over, abused, or oppressed, and loving kindness, that's actively working for the good of others. And walking humbly with God, that means trusting God and obeying His word. Today, when it seems religious faith is seen as negative, I hope you will consider Jesus. He is the one person in all of history who has lived up to this standard. He alone is always just and kind, and in his time on earth, walked humbly with his Father God. He can transform your life as a demonstration of what true faith is. Why not trust him today? This is Bryant Wright, speaking through faith, right from my heart.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Gardens. Happy to have you with us today. I'll be outside as long as it's not raining, but my guess is we're going to get some rain by afternoon anyway, and maybe throughout the night. But still, it's good weather if you can get outside and do a little planting. I remember when I was young, some of my first planting strawberries in the rain. I just wanted to get them out so bad. It was really kind of...
How old were you?
I was probably about 14 or 15.
Oh,
I consider that fairly young. I don't know. but it was early as 12, actually. But I'll tell the company, I got my first order from Henry Fields. Do you know Henry Fields catalogs?
No.
Yeah, it was one of the early catalogs, and I got my first order, and I got a bunch of seeds and strawberry plants and had a ball. It was really great. Hey, do we have any phone calls? Or
no, we do. We can use a phone call, 407-916-5400. We've got an open line there.
Sounds good. It'll be waiting for you if you'd like to have it. Let's see. Here's one for you, Teresa. Can you discuss the benefits of aloe vera? I appreciate your time. And I figure as a plant, and maybe some people use it as a salve also, but we're not doctors.
Right. No, they you can use it. It does help with a little bit with, you know, if you get burns or kind of the itching that we talked about earlier. But, you know, people drink it, too. It is edible. And, you know, I don't like the taste of it, but I don't know whether that's a benefit or not, but it is edible. So if you've got an edible landscape or want to put that in and, you know, keep it close to the kitchen, you know, that's fine.
It's not hard to grow, right?
It's so not hard to grow. I mean, you have four or five, and if they go to flower, you'll have even more. So yeah, it's really easy to grow, and they get big. I've seen them as big as 2.5-3 foot, you know, wide.
Oh yeah.
So they do nicely. So they like full sun and really dry conditions. They don't need a lot of water. They are a succulent.
And the flowers are attractive.
They are, and you know, hummingbirds like the flowers. Hummingbirds and butterflies like the flowers, yeah. That tubular flower that, you know, is on it, so.
That's kind of neat. Okay, here's one I'll answer, and I've got one for you. Can Miracle-Gro and Dakinil be mixed? I would not mix them. You're mixing a fertilizer and a fungicide together, and you're actually applying them differently. The Miracle-Gro normally is going on the ground, although it can be used as a foliar spray. So you'd have to figure out the amount to mix, and the Dakinil is a fungicide put on the foliage. So I would not be mixing Miracle-Gro and Dakinil at the same time.
No, it stresses the plants out, your landscape out. I've had some people say, well, Teresa, I herbicided, I fertilized, and I fungicided my lawn, and it's not doing well. What should I do? I step away from the products. You want to do things according to the instructions and one at a time, you know, so not all good at one time.
And that's what Lance emphasized when he was on, read the label, follow the label. Here you go, Teresa, one for you. What can I plant in an area in front of the house next to the driveway as a ground cover so I don't have to weed as much?
Well, you know, that depends. If you're talking to a designer, I would have to look at the house and look at the plants, look at your site conditions. So there's a number of different products. I mean, you can basically use Asiatic jasmine in the sun or shade. It doesn't grow real fast the first year, but it will eventually do a nice ground cover. You can do beach sunflowers. You can do all types of different types of vines like licorice plants. So I would have to see the design to give you my professional opinion, but there's a number of different ones. So, you know, you can get up onto EDIS, and that's E-D-I-S, which is the University of Florida, and get a publication called Perennials for, you know, Florida in your area, and it gives you a lot of great choices.
Yeah, they have that little sensitive plant too, that little mimosa.
That would be great too. I would just have to see the conditions. Does it have full sunlight? Is it shaded?
Sun.
You know, is full sun? Okay, mimosa would be nice too as well. Nice ground cover and a native too.
Good. Here's one here. It's fairly long. We'll see if we can get most of it in here. It says it moved into a new house. The backyard is nothing but dirt and weeds. Half the yard is shaded, the other half sun. I was thinking of putting down weed and feed to kill off remaining weeds and wait 2 to 3 weeks to spread the seeds for grass. Don't do the weed and feed if you want to do some seeding.
Yeah.
It'll prevent the seeds from coming up. So what you're going to do is clear out the area. You can spot kill the weeds with one of the ones that allows replanting after you spot kill the weeds. And then you can put down your seed. They're thinking patch seed. It's probably ryegrass. It's going to be temporary. They're thinking zoysia seed. Very tough to do. They said they don't like St. Augustine, but it's half sun and shade. I don't think they have much choice but St. Augustine.
I think so, too, that St. Augustine is going to be their best choice, and there's no seed for St. Augustine. And so, you know, maybe doing plugs or sodding it. I would do half the yard one time and do the other half. I just don't like the idea of having dirt for, you know, 2 or 3 weeks just sitting there. It's not good.
Yeah, if you put down the wheat feed again, you have to wait a good while before you can actually sow seeds. And actually, before you even put down sod, many of these products will inhibit the rooting down of the grass.
Yeah, they have pre-emergence in them, yep.
Yeah, so if you want to kill the weeds, you can do spot treatment with some of the products that allow sodding or planting afterwards and to get the weeds out that way. Or, of course, you can dig them out or rototill them out. I tell you what, it's time for a break. If you want to give us a call, now is the time. 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2967, or you can still text me at 23680. So we'll come back, and when we do, we'll be ready for all your questions. We'll try to have the answers. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Smart shoppers will tell you they found it on HiBid.com. HiBid.com lets you explore thousands of auctions across the U.S. and around the world. You'll find gold coins, sporting goods, classic cars, collectible toys, fine jewelry, household items, and sports memorabilia autographed by the greats. HiBid.com has hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. It's easy to search and easy to find auctions in your area. Just go to HiBid.com. That's HIBID.com. and see what everyone is talking about.
As drivers, our surroundings are constantly changing. Like, when did this lane become a bike lane? And why can't I turn right on red here? And not just change, we have distractions too.
Grandma, look!
Cute ones, but nevertheless distractions. So it's important to always pay attention, especially around crosswalks. One in four traffic fatalities involve a pedestrian.
You're smart, Grandma.
Smart enough to know that safety doesn't happen by accident.
Alert today, alive tomorrow. A message from the Florida Department of Transportation.
Teresa Watkins is an award-winning horticulturist and landscape designer in Central Florida. Give her a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We're having fun here. We heard this strange sound that says, here we go. So if we're laughing, that's what we're laughing about. That's okay. Teresa, you got a phone call?
We do. We have Tom in Inverness. Good morning, Tom.
Hello, Tom. How can we help you? We got about a minute.
Good morning. Yes, I have a question about queen palms. I have two fully established queen palms. They're about 25, 30 feet. And then I have some smaller ones that are about 5 feet tall. And I covered those the other night. It got down to 29 degrees, and there was ice on the windshield. It seems that the larger ones survived all that ice on them. Just curious, anything special about queen palms? Are they more hardier than other palms? And then also I was curious about the Christmas palm that she mentioned. I've never heard of that. What is that Christmas palm?
Yeah. Well, let's do the queen palm first. We find that they're less hardy, to be honest with you. It depends on how much cold you had prepped for them. During the 80s, the buds froze out of them. But oftentimes, even though the buds froze, the top of the bud froze, they came back. It doesn't sound like it got cold enough to hurt yours. I think it's going to have to go below 39 to affect them. But it sounds like yours have done okay. What's to watch for is if the top portion starts to die a little bit. And if you want a publication on what to do to palms that have been damaged by the cold, you can get that from the university also. Just go up and do cold damage palms, EDIS or IFAS, I-F-A-S, either one, and you'll probably get it. But they'll probably recommend a fungicide be applied into the top if you think there was cold damage there. Teresa, what about the Christmas palm?
The Christmas palms do, they can get damaged if it gets down below 32, 33 degrees. But right now, we haven't seen any damage. I do have one that I just planted a couple of weeks ago, and the freeze hit within 2 days, and that was kind of, unfortunate. But they should be okay.
So to wrap a blanket around the trunk of those palms, doesn't do anything for them.
Probably doesn't do anything. It's the bud in the top that's sensitive. Once you lose that bud in the top, you've had it. So you'd have to protect the whole palm. And the real secret, if you're in an area which gets very cold very often, you don't plant some of the cold-sensitive ones, which includes the foxtail palm, also the bottle palm, all those.
Right, and you want to keep the fronds on it, so that the healthier palms will have more fronds. You don't cut the fronds off. You want to make sure that they're not being hurricane pruned, so that'll help too.
Okay, got to run.
Thank you, Tom. We have Georgine in Altamont Springs. Georgine?
Hi, Georgine. How can we help you? We got about a minute.
Good morning. I have a beautiful Protocarpus nagai tree growing under my camphor tree.
Mm-hmm.
My problem is with the nagai is it's double stemmed, or it has two shoots coming out. It's probably about 10 feet tall. Beautiful, just beautiful. Will that affect it in its adult life?
Oh, you know, they get to be fairly large. I've seen them probably 30 feet tall.
Right.
Twin trunks is always not a good thing. Teresa, what do you think?
Yeah, they do get very tall, and they get very kind of jungle-like, and it's hard to, you know, keep them maintained. So the area, you know, how big can it get in that area? I would go ahead and cut that one of them off, the one that's the most straight leave, and if any one of them is leaning, then I would cut that one off and let it be a nice tree.
Yep,
okay.
So too.
Okay. And by the way, my camphor tree does not prevent anything from growing under it.
Okay.
In my front yard, and I even shine a light on the camphor tree. It's that beautiful.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Very good, Georgine. Thank you.
Thank you, Georgine.
Run. Okay.
Thanks.
Let's see if we can do a couple of these text messages real quick. Can spathiphyllum be cut back in the spring, Teresa? Real quick.
It can be cut back. Sure, not a problem. It'll come back.
You have our permission to do it. I have a banana plant. How close to the house should they plant it, Teresa?
I would probably say 10 to 15 feet.
Yeah, keep it away from the house as much as possible. And when should a cassia tree be trimmed? And how far?
You know, they bloom in the wintertime. So if it's still blooming, I would wait till after it finishes blooming and then cut it back maybe March or April.
Yeah, as soon as it finishes. Anything that blooms during the wintertime, you cut it back after flowering. And it says, should I put granular pre-emergent on before or after refreshing pine bark mulch? I would put the pre-emergent on afterwards, because you don't want the weed seed coming up amongst the mulch, and the herbicide will go down through the mulch. So I think we're okay. Here's another one. I have a white fungus on my bird of paradise. How do I remove it? That's probably not a fungus. It could be a fungus, but I think it's a scale insect, and I'd use an oil spray. Last one, crabgrass has died back. What weed killer can I use, safe for St. Augustine? Get any one of the weed and feeds or something like atrazine, or just make sure it says St. Augustine on the label. How's
but wait
sound?
wait till you apply it. It's not time right now.
Yeah, wait until probably late February. Okay, so Teresa, good program today. Lots of questions.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, Tom. We'll do it again next week.
We will do it again next week, and we'll give Joni a chance to maybe redo the houseplant one again. So how's that sound?
That sounds great.
Next week we have a porch on roses, right?
We do have roses. We have Rebecca Coratim. She is going to be on. She's the executive director, and we are looking forward to talking to her about growing beautiful David Austin roses.
Good. And Ed Brawls will join us also. So everybody have a good week. Don't forget, you can email us if you want. Get up on our website, and we'll be here for you. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4500.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.